hello. Today the church celebrates Wednesday of the seventh week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 to 40. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Mark often shows a clash of views between Jesus and his followers. Some of the disciples had a them-and-us view of other people. Only inner circle members could be trusted to do the Lord's work. Jesus, in his wisdom, embraced a more inclusive perspective. He recognized that even those not formally joining his circle could be conduits of God's life-giving work. His generous statement, "Whoever is not against us is for us," serves as a beacon of hope for us in these challenging times, inviting all, regardless of their faith background, to contribute to the greater good. Many of our friends and neighbors don't share our faith explicitly, or at least don't practice it as we do, yet they're not against the gospel either. We should strive to build bridges with anyone who shows a desire to improve the lives of others and provide help where it is truly needed. We can collaborate in our mission with those who are not even professing Christians. In these times, we need to embrace Jesus' outlook rather than the narrower vision of his disciples.